The question was asked, at times like these, what's a good segula? What's a good amulet? How does one protect oneself? How does one help Klal Yisrael? So I'm not one who likes segulos, but nonetheless, there are things we should know. Our sages tell us that when we go to war, so having unity in our camps is what allows us to be victorious. And that's why our sages say in Jewish history, when people were speaking badly about one another, when there was Lashon Hara, so then the enemies were able to hurt us. When we were unified, even if we had other transgressions, we weren't keeping the Torah the way we should in many ways, but we were united. We weren't speaking badly about one another. There wasn't Lashon Hara in our camps, so then they couldn't knock down a soldier. Didn't matter how there were pagans and people with illicit relationships. Big Averos! But Lashon Hara seems to be a key factor in whether the enemy can hurt us or not. If we're united, they can't. So that's something to think about. It's a global thing. It's an Am Yisrael thing. Are we going to work on our Lashon Hara? So that's point number one. Point number two, it says when you go to war, be very careful. There shouldn't be defiled things in your camp. So here we see another point that when we're at war, and right now, whether we like it or not, we're in some kind of war. So then the idea of having a clean camp, not having immodest things in our camp. So I'm not saying you guys should go out with spray paint and anyone who's dressed immodestly spray them up. I'm talking about what we look at, what we look at when we go online, what we look at when we walk in the streets, how modest we are, or how modest we are and what we're looking at. And the third point is another mitzvah. Our sages tell us about the mitzvah of tzitzit, that the mitzvah of tzitzit, if you don't wear tzitzit, you're a good kosher Jew. You gotta know that. If you're hot and you don't wear a four-cornered garment with tzitzit, you're a kosher Jew. But you should know that when there are times of anger, when there are times of danger, so then tzitzit is a mitzvah that has an extra weight in heaven that speaks up to protect the person. It doesn't say that about many mitzvot. Tzitzit is one of those mitzvot where it says, Be'idan Ritcha, it says one of the angels revealed this to one of the rabbis. He said to him, you should know. He said to him, why aren't you with tzitzit? So the rabbi said, who says I have to be with tzitzit? I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment. What do you want? So he said, that's true, but you should know that it catches up with you. There are times when you need that extra merit and tzitzit is there for you. So that's as far as that. So that's, if we're looking for amulets, we just discussed three. The idea of not talking Lashon Hara, the idea of being clean, modest with our eyes, with what we see and how the things we do, and the mitzvah of tzitzit. Of course, it's first and foremost is the daven. We daven for one another. We daven about what's going on. That's number one. Okay.